There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Ted Brewer. Welcome back. It's another worldwide transmission of the Power Hour. I'm your host for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. My first guest this morning is Paul McGuire. He's one of my favorite authors. Absolutely brilliant, man. One of the best writers that I've ever read. I send out emails all over the world. I've got a private email list that I send to people and all the updated news, et cetera, that we have. And every time I get one of Paul's articles, I always forward this to my entire list. And what I've learned is this. When I get the feedback from this list, people are always saying, you know, all the stuff that you send is pretty good. But that Paul McGuire guy, he's just over the top. He's off the chain. His writing is so good. He actually makes sense as to what's happening in the world and how we as Christians are supposed to deal with this. So it's my privilege and my honor this morning and just to bring to you and introduce to the Power Hour listeners, Paul McGuire. Paul, welcome and good morning. I hope you like that introduction.
I love the introduction. I got up at 2:30 this morning, so it's a great introduction. And by the way, and this is not plugola concerning you, but you know, I was playing around on the websites before I joined you a couple minutes ago, and I went to the Power Hour website, which is phenomenal. And then I happened to click your website at Health Masters, which is phenomenal. And then I'm looking at a picture of you, and I guess this is your wife. Is that correct?
That's correct, Paul. That's my
you guys look great. I'm talking about you look. I guess your fans know this, but you're buffed out, healthy. I'm impressed, man. I'm going to talk to you, by the way, about
well,
how you got
Paul.
That way.
Well, I just turned 59 a couple months ago. My wife is 58, and we pretty much look the same as we did in the pictures there. I tried aging one time, Paul. I didn't like it, so yeah. I decided not to participate.
Good and, for you, man.
And so I had enough of the aging thing didn't work for me. I didn't like that. So I didn't want to do that anymore. So we pretty much decided to step into a state of agelessness, and we talk about how to do that on the website. I'm also a big fan of the Hagman & Hagman show. I've been on there many times, and I know you have too, and I'll be back on again this Friday night. Those are some of the finest folks I've ever interviewed on this show, and they're real. And that's what I like about you. That's what I like about the Hagmans is they're real. And they tell the truth. I may not agree with everything everybody says sometimes, but I realize that when I find a real person that's telling me the truth and what they believe, and I know that they're telling me the truth because what they believe is the truth, I like that because at least whether I agree with them or not, I realize that they're sincere. And that's the most important thing that we're going to have here is sincerity today. You know, Paul, when we come back, because I know we're going to go to a break in just a second here, but let's start off this morning. I want to talk about the Super Bowl halftime ceremony. You're a really big researcher into all these different Illuminati things that they do and all of these symbolisms that they use. And I want to talk about what happened with Katy Perry. I want to talk about the video basically online where she says that she was joking and she said she sold her soul to the devil and that she wants to be part of the Illuminati and what it meant when she came riding in on a giant lion like she did and who else that mimics and all these different things. I mean, this is some weird stuff that we saw the other night. Of course, every Super Bowl is pretty weird, but what's your overall opinion of what happened the other night on that Super Bowl? We're not going to talk about how most people think that game was fixed. about that. But what do you think about the Super Bowl halftime performance, Paul?
This is a long list of the same repetitive theme, and there's no question that Katy Perry's performance was a celebration of the occult. And it was a celebration of the Illuminati. That the symbolism, the lyrics, if you know anything about symbolism, which I know you do, it was screaming Illuminati and occult and Satanism. I should say Luciferianism.
Wow. So you believe the world elite is basically the ones that are putting this on and they're continually trying to keep us in this trance that they put us in?
Yeah, and I know that's a giant red pill or blue pill or whatever from the Matrix type of thinking. But the reality is it's too in your face And yeah, I think the world elite, you know, what was the audience of that show, the Super Bowl? Was it 114 million people? It was like the most watched show in history.
I don't know, but I know it was huge. And again, it got to be another huge Illuminati worship service. We come back from the break. We're going to have Paul McGuire. We'll be talking to him for the full hour, the bottom of the hour. We're opening up phones. Any questions for Paul?
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Guest today is Paul McGuire from Paul McGuire Ministries. His website is paulmcguire.us. paulmcguire.us. Then you can always go www.paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Paul is a nonprofit organization. He's available for giving. You guys can make donations to him. And so I suggest that you go to his website. You sign up for his newsletter. And if possible, if you were able to do it, I suggest that you actually donate some money to his cause because he is a phenomenal, phenomenal speaker, and he's out there trying to help all of us. Paul, I want to start a little bit different here and tie this back together with this halftime performance. I want to talk a little bit about what the Nazis were doing in World War II with the Viril Maidens and all the things that they were doing with the different societies that they had coming up to that. I'm kind of going to give you the floor because I want you to kind of give everybody a basic idea of fourth dimension and what it means by the power of prayer. There's so much stuff that you've written that I've read. I'm kind of at a loss as to where to begin with you, so you're going to have to help me through the hour because you have so much material, which I find so fascinating, that I want you to give the biggest and the best that you've got to these listeners so they'll go to your website. So let's start with the Viril Maidens and what the Nazis discovered with the opening of these fourth dimensions. We can also kick it back a little bit to Aleister Crowley and what he did and how it all tied together with eugenics. I've read so much of what you've written on that stuff, and you make so much sense. I'm not even going to try to interpret it for you or try to explain it the way you can, because you're so articulate with the way you do that. Could you go ahead and kind of start with that, please?
Sure. First of all, what I'm about to say, for those that are skeptical, and I'm probably the biggest skeptic there is thoroughly researched material and documented from mainstream sources. So I'm not talking out of my hat. And it's in depth in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, which is like 419 pages, with the sources for this information. So going back to 1926, there were the Viril Maidens. And the term Viril comes from this occult power force that the Nazis believed in. So the Viril Maidens, before the Third Reich took over, the secret occult societies were all over England and Europe, and especially in Germany. And in fact, the Third Reich, and it really must be understood that the Third Reich was first and foremost an occult party, a political party second. So it was a occult power structure that put Hitler into power. Now, back in 1926, in a cafe in Vienna, the Viril Maidens met with some prominent German scientists. And the Viril Maidens, according to the historical reports, had telepathic clairvoyant powers. And you could dismiss that as quackery, except for the fact the Viril Maidens downloaded information from the fourth dimension, which would be an extra-dimensional source. They pulled down technological blueprints, scientific blueprints, on how to build UFO anti-gravity-type flying machines, which they would have had no way of knowing, because this technology wasn't around, and many people don't think it's around today. So the Viril Maidens, their blueprints were utilized by the Nazis during World War II, and that's why the Nazis were number one in the rocket development. They built UFO-type flying machines, and it was alleged that they experimented with anti-gravity machines and other technologies, weapon technologies, that were so far beyond what the United States had. And Wernher von Braun, who founded NASA, was part of this. And as your listeners may know, during Operation Paperclip, immediately after World War II, the United States imported over 10,000 Nazi rocket scientists and mind control scientists into the United States. They developed MK Ultra. A lot of people know about the rocket scientists, but they don't know about the mind control scientists. And by the way, the rocket scientists and the mind control scientists worked hand in hand. Wernher von Braun was not only a Nazi rocket scientist, but he was also a mind control scientist. So, having said that, This technology that they had came from another dimension, and this is what gave the Nazis the superiority in the space race, and why the U.S. wanted to import these Nazi rocket scientists. Now, let's jump over to Pasadena, California, when Wernher von Braun was in the United States. Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist, he networked with all the secret occult societies in Germany and England. In fact, Aleister Crowley was working as an agent for British intelligence under the direction of Winston Churchill in an effort to penetrate Hitler's Third Reich. And an interesting side note to that is that Hitler was a disciple of Crowley. And Crowley's disciples were in the inner circle of the Third Reich. But the thing that's very interesting is that Aleister Crowley went to Churchill and said, Hitler is going to win the war because he's using a form of magic or supernatural power against you. And that supernatural power or magic is embodied in the Nazi salute when they say Sieg Heil and they raise their palm upwards towards the sky. Crowley told Churchill that is releasing occult power against England. So Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist, told Winston Churchill that he needed to employ supernatural powers to combat this, and then they devised the V sign for victory with the two fingers as a counter-occult attack on Hitler. Now, people may say, well, that's far-fetched, and I don't know if I believe that. Well, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty here. What we have in the world today and what we had in the world beginning in Babylon and during World War II is this. We have what's called the managerial elite, the scientists, the professors, the politicians, who've all been indoctrinated into believing that there's no such thing as the supernatural. Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote 2001 and was also a scientist, said these words, "Science is magic." But he was not kidding, because he understood the reality of supernatural power from another dimension. We have the masses, and I'm talking about presidents and congressmen, et cetera, who have been indoctrinated into believing there's no supernatural dimension. But the people at the very top of the pyramid, like on the back of the dollar bill, the Illuminati symbol, the scientific elite, the Illuminati elite, know and fully understand that we live in a supernatural universe, and they are accessing supernatural power like the Viril Maidens. So this is still playing out now. And so to go back to the United States, Aleister Crowley's cult was operating in Pasadena, California, with Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist, who had, I believe, a high school education, yet he developed rocket fuel that was so advanced that it put the United States back as a competitor against Germany. And Wernher von Braun called Jack Parsons the greatest rocket scientist and the father of American rocketry. Now, Jack Parsons was JPL Laboratories doesn't like to acknowledge him, but he was really the founder of JPL. He performed a ritual in his mansion in Pasadena with a man named Frater H. Now, the Church of Scientology disputes this account, so I want to make that clear. But allegedly, L. Ron Hubbard was Frater H., and he participated with Jack Parsons in a moonchild ritual in which they attempted to supernaturally impregnate a woman with a demonic entity. Now, let's fast forward to the Illuminati ceremonies at the Olympics and the Super Bowl. The Moonchild ritual and Crowley. This was in the movie, what was the movie that was shot in the Dakota building and the girl was killed? Mia Farrow was in the movie. It's slipping my mind. Anyway, it'll come to me in a minute. That movie was a depiction of a demonic entity impregnating a human woman.
Was that Rosemary's Baby?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Rosemary's Baby. Okay, so we have what happened with Jack Parsons, who died in an accidental explosion, by the way. And then we have Rosemary's Baby with this demonic entity impregnating a human woman. That was the theme of the movie. And then we see that in these Illuminati music videos sung by Beyonce and Rihanna, they're singing about Roman Polanski, who was the director of Rosemary's Baby, and that movie's like 30 years old. So why is Beyonce singing about Roman Polanski and this demonic ritual which impregnates human women to a mass audience of people who have no idea what Rosemary's Baby was about? Because the theme is continual. So in these music videos and in these ceremonies like the Olympics and the Super Bowl, often you will see the ritual of what essentially is demonic impregnation of human women, which occurred in Genesis 6 when the sons of God or the fallen angels mated with human women. And this
we're going to a break. Yeah. Got to hold that thought, Paul. You guys that Paul is riveting. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll be at the bottom of the hour taking phone calls. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Ted Brewer, your host for the Power Hour today. We're having a very, very in-depth conversation with interdimensional beings and the occult with Paul McGuire and the Illuminati halftime ceremony at the latest Super Bowl. Paul McGuire's website is paulmcguire.us. He's a nonprofit organization. Please go to his website, sign up for his newsletter. And if you can, if at all possible, even $5, $10, $15, $20 donation, he'd greatly appreciate it. You know, Paul, what's interesting to me is I haven't even opened up the phone lines now. And over the break, I took over 50 phone calls already to the switchboard.
Wow.
I was counting them. Everybody wants to talk to you. So we're going to go to the phones at the bottom of the hour. I haven't even given out the phone number yet. That's the craziest thing. Phone number here is 855-995-6923. You guys are going to better get in line because I got three open lines right now because we're starting to take calls already. We're starting to pick up the end of the phone calls. 855-995-6923. I know Paul's going to be swamped with calls here in about 3 seconds. Paul, so what now? We're talking about being impregnated by Lucifer as part of the ritual that was done at the ceremony. Explain that real quick, please.
Well, a lot of the symbolism in these ceremonies depicts in symbolic form the fallen angel impregnation of human women, or the moon child, which was the Aleister Crowley ritual that was occurring in Pasadena, and it is been carried out in many forms. Now, the key thing to understand here is that when Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, he was specifically talking about this fallen angel impregnating of human women, which occurred before the flood. Now, Christ wasn't stupid. We live in a culture where the name of the game is transhumanism and genetics and DNA. And what is happening in secret laboratories since the 40s is that they have been genetically building super soldiers. This is open knowledge. It's not secret knowledge. And they're using the DNA of animals and mixing it with the DNA of man to, like, strengthen muscles, give them night vision, et cetera. The movie Spider-Man is a comical playoff on that, and Captain America is a comical playoff on that, but it contains truth. Now, many people suspect, they haven't proven it, that perhaps that these military laboratories all across the world have gotten their hands on Nephilim DNA, and they are interbreeding the DNA of man, animal, and Nephilim to create a hybrid race.
Now, Paul, tell everybody what Nephilim means.
Well, Nephilim is simply that when a fallen angel or a demon has sex with a human woman, which occurred before the flood, and that was the reason for the flood judgment, by the way, their offspring is a soulless being called a Nephilim. And the Nephilim are to return, according to Christ, in the last days. Now, here's something that people absolutely, two things that people absolutely need to understand. First, planet Earth probably had 3 billion people living on it before the flood of Noah. Before the flood of Noah, there were real super civilizations such as Atlantis. And Atlantis, according to the philosopher Plato, was ruled by 10 god kings. Well, what does it mean, 10 god kings? Atlantis was ruled by Nephilim, the Nephilim that came down on Mount Hermon. And when we read the biblical account in Jude, which tells us to read the extra-biblical book of Enoch, we read that when the fallen angels came down on Mount Hermon, not only did they have sex with human women and produce the hybrid race of the Nephilim, but the account in the book of Enoch explicitly talks about, in detail, about how these fallen angels gave mankind advanced scientific technology. That's why Atlantis and other super civilizations and the pyramids and these massive monuments that they have found all over the world are so scientifically advanced. It's because they were the product of fallen angel intelligence. Now, the thing that people need to understand is the purpose of the flood of Noah was first and foremost a DNA digital holographic genetic judgment. And that is the main message of Noah.
That's why Noah built an ark, 2x2, male and female animals, 2x2 human being. It was for the purpose of reproduction. It's all about genetics.
We come back from the break. We'll take your phone calls. Paul McGuire is my guest today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Welcome back to this worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2015. My guest is Paul McGuire. We're having a blast talking off the air, by the way, while we were at commercial break. We're having a good time with all of that. Now, Paul, one other thing I want to share with you real quick, I want to ask you about, since we've talked about the Viril Maidens and all this stuff about these fallen angels and these Nephilim. One of the ways that these folks, these Illuminati people or these Luciferians get a lot of their powers through their sex magic rituals in which they actually sacrifice children. Now, I've talked to people about this on the show before. We've had guests on that have talked about this. This is a topic that nobody wants to discuss. Nobody wants to talk about child trafficking, what they're being trafficked for. It's so negative and so horrible that none of us even want to believe that this is possible. Tell the folks about this before we go to phone calls, and tell them about Aleister Crowley and how many boys that he claimed to have murdered in these rituals and how evil this is and why they do this, Paul.
Well, that's a really disturbing but a very, very important question. First of all, We know that they have to be involved in child sacrifice for this reason. These ancient occult religions first began to explode in the land of Canaan before Joshua and Caleb took over the land. Now, people need to understand that in the biblical account, when it says Joshua and Caleb went into the land of Canaan, that they had to conquer the giants. And the giant tribes were like the Hittites, the Girgashites, the, you know, so on and so on. Everything with ite, the Canaanites. But what people absolutely must understand was that every single one of these tribes in Canaan, and they all were practitioners of satanic religions, they all conducted human sacrifice and orgies and slaughtered their children and offered them up to Baal. Every one of these tribes were Nephilim tribes. These weren't just physically large men. They were Nephilim. So these are Nephilim religions from fallen angels, and they sacrifice human beings. So now we fast forward to today, and the very core of the theology of Luciferianism and satanic rituals has to involve human sacrifice, because it's a sacrifice to Satan. And it's a blood ritual. So, yes, they slaughter children in sacrifice. They kidnap and abduct children in human sacrifice. It's an epidemic across the world and has been for quite some time. But it goes further than that. It is very possible, in fact, I believe that it's the truth, that the reason over 7 million people were slaughtered in the Holocaust was not only a genetic purification by Hitler, but it was a blood sacrifice. I just returned from Paris, France, about a week ago, and I spoke at a 12,000-member church, and I was doing a video, and I did a video, and matter of fact, I'll probably shoot it to you so your listeners can see it, and I'm standing in front of a phallic symbol monument. It's always a phallic symbol in a womb because it's sex magic. Now, this phallic symbol monument was, with a pyramid on top, was put in the exact same place where 200 years earlier, during the French Revolution, the guillotines chopped the heads off tens of thousands of people, and blood spilled all over the place. So why did they choose to build a phallic symbol monument with an Illuminati pyramid on the exact same ground where there was enormous blood sacrifice? Because blood sacrifice of people is essential in Luciferianism and satanic religions.
Wow. Okay. That just really, that just kind of just blows my mind about all of that stuff. And so what you're telling me right now is that this Luciferian blood ritual sacrifice is still going on in the castles and the crevices and the caves and the basements and the recesses of today's society on a huge scale.
Yes. And for example, in Europe, there are massive caves in which the elite conduct sexual orgies, occult rituals, and human sacrifice. So if we go to the Bohemian Grove in San Francisco, which I visited, the outer part of it, because I wanted to stay alive, there are many pictures, and Alex Jones on InfoWars has shown these pictures, of this giant owl, which represents Baal, the same god they worshipped in Canaan. And the world's elite, presidents, prime ministers, scientists, etc., entrepreneurs, CEOs, they gather at the Bohemian Grove, and they offer mock sacrifices, effigies of babies, on the hands of this owl, which represents Baal or Moloch. Now, it may be an effigy and not a real baby, but why would a normal human being even initiate a mock ceremony of human sacrifice? I don't find that funny. I don't think any rational person with a conscience
would think make-believe human sacrifice of little babies is funny. But these guys do it for real.
But, you know, Paul, it's interesting. You know, I was reading an article the other day, and they were saying how we needed to obey the government, and we needed to do this, and we need to do this, and we need to basically fall back into our trance and be good little sheeple. And I got really angry. In fact, I said it on the air here on the show just a few weeks ago. I said, you know, when they want to explain to me what the heck they're doing at Bohemian Grove and why that's supposed to be okay, maybe I'll consider maybe supporting the government a little bit more as far as, you know, what they're doing and their policies, which are completely satanic as far as I'm concerned. But nobody wants to talk about Bohemian Grove. Everybody wants to pretend like it's just a big joke. And it's exactly what you just said. Why do we think and why do they think that doing a mock sacrifice of a human being is okay in any way, shape, or form? How many children did Alexander Crowley kill, Paul?
We don't know how many he killed, but he alluded to the fact and he encouraged it in his writings, because he was slippery. But I don't know how many killed, but I'm sure there was a pile of bodies. And let's take an American hero, one of our founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin was constantly going to France. He was a member of the Illuminati.
That's right.
And it is alleged, they can't prove it for sure, but in Franklin's house in Europe, there are piles of dead bodies buried under the ground.
Under his house, that's right.
Right. So,
and, but yeah, he was part of the, what was the name of that society? It was the it wasn't Skull and Bones. It was another one. It was the
Hellfire Club.
The Hellfire Club. That's right. Also, Princess Diana, when she was murdered, I had heard that the place that she was actually murdered or allowed to die there was actually an old Druid sacrifice location. Is that true? Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that, but when I was in Paris about a week ago, the guy that was showing me around, we drove through that little underground passageway where Princess Diana was killed and the car crashed. And first of all, it's such a tiny passageway. It's obvious nobody would, in their right mind, would be driving at 100 miles an hour. But being that all above it Paris is filled with occult symbolism and Illuminati symbolism. In fact, I have a picture on my website, paulmaguire.us, of what is called the Rights of Man that came from the French Revolution. And it's an official document with artwork. And I'd never seen this before, but at the very top of their Declaration of the Rights of Man is an Illuminati pyramid with the eye, all-seeing eye of Lucifer in it. The exact same Illuminati pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Lucifer that's on the dollar. What does that tell you? It tells you that the Illuminati was very much involved in the American Revolution and the French Revolution. And after the terrorist attack in France, the president of France got up on national TV and made numerous references, and I'm translating from French. He said the Illuminati initiated these killings. He said it repeatedly.
You know, it's interesting, too, because you see symbols of the all-seeing eye throughout Europe. I was in a cathedral in Dresden, Germany, which had been basically bombed into rubble during the latter parts of World War II, and at the top of the altar on the top of this cathedral was the all-seeing eye. And
wow.
I thought that was interesting. So I said, but let's go to these phone calls, because, man, I should have had you on for the full 2 hours, Paul. I apologize. I'll have you back for the full 2 hours. Let's go ahead. Let's go to Art in California. Art in California, you're on the air. You got a question for Paul.
Hello. Back in the 40s, you had the experiments with the CIA, MK Ultra. And then in the 70s, there was the Church Committee that changed a lot of things. No longer did the CIA do things directly. They contracted out with contract companies. I know that today there's still mind control experimentation being done. And it's mostly done by contractor companies. Do you know, or have you heard of, or have you spoken with people that have complained about being non-consensual experimentation?
Thanks for the call, Art. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I meet people, and I get emails all the time. People come up to me at conferences all the time who claim that they're the victims of mind control. And my standing policy for the most part is that I don't doubt what they say. I accept it. And I think a lot of people, especially during the 50s,
kids disappeared like crazy and were put through mind control programs. Now, let me say something that people need to understand. This thing about scientific mind control, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World and was in the Illuminati, talked about that we will control the world with a scientific dictatorship. He was speaking to a convention of neuroscientists in California, and he said that in a truly efficient scientific dictatorship, through scientific mind control, we will teach people to love their slavery.
Gosh.
And then we go back to Brzezinski in 1976. On the cover of Brzezinski's book, he talks about the need to increase the usage of psychotronic weapons. What are psychotronic weapons? They're mind control weapons.
That's right.
And people do not understand that the level of technology in scientific mind control today is about 100 years farther into the future than people realize. In other words, just like other technologies are way into the future, scientific mind control is 100 years beyond what anybody thinks it's already achieved. It's way beyond anyone's conception.
That's right, Paul. In fact, it's interesting. I read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yeah.
They were interviewing General Stubblebine in that book, and they said that basically the psychotronic weapons and the frequency weapons that they have now for mind control can make a person super depressed, make them super happy, they can make them elated, they can give them diarrhea. I mean, we're
right.
talking like instantly. And this is
right.
stuff that was this is stuff that they're admitting to that was done 30, 40 years ago.
Exactly.
But you're absolutely right.
Right.
Let's go to Sean in Wyoming. You've got a question for Paul. Sean in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much, Ted. Great program today. I just want to make a quick statement about my mother and Werner von Braun. My mother, as a college student in the late 40s, early 50s, she worked for Otto von Braun's brother at the Chrysler missile plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Von Braun wanted her to come down to Huntsville, Alabama, and be one of his secretaries only because of the way my mother looked. My mother was like blonde. Bombshell in her early days, like James Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe, and my grandfather would not let her take von Braun's offer of employment. Anyways, I just thought I'd relay that to you.
I guess von Braun must like blonde hair, blue eyed girls. Thank you, Sean, for the call. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to Sandra in Memphis. Sandra in Memphis, you are on the air with Paul McGuire.
Hi, my comment is, according to Luke 21:10, it speaks about kingdom against kingdom. That's the kingdom of light against the kingdom of darkness. But the blood of Jesus is greater than the kingdom of darkness.
That's right, Sandra. Thanks for the call. What do you think about that, Paul?
Absolutely.
And
let
right.
me just quickly insert this comment. I mean, we're talking about the extent of supernatural, occult, and Luciferian power. And let's not forget the fact that the person that is walking in a supernatural relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about some church person, they have the ability to be clothed with power from on high.
That's right.
Which means the dunamis. It's dynamite.
The power.
And so there is an awesome supernatural force that is so far more powerful than any occult force on earth, because Christ gave every believer authority over the principalities and powers, but that authority must be accessed by faith. And in the spiritual battle that we're in, you know, this is not all about like terrifying ourselves on Halloween about how powerful the evil one is. In Christ, every believer has more power than any demonic group, but
that's right.
Exercise that power and call it down by faith.
That's right. That's great. We were talking about that the entire first part of this program, Paul. David in Indiana, you're on the line. You're on the call. You're live with Paul McGuire.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the human sacrifice part is chilling. I was listening to Radio Havana last Friday, and they talked of the 15% of abject poverty people in South America, Central America, and Mexico, only 6% or 68 million are left down there in Mexico. Well, that's 80 million people. He talked about going to the land of opportunity, which I assumed at the time was America, but, you know, there's so many dual meanings to things. There's 80 million people. Unless they came here, where did they go?
Well, that's right. That's right, David. Thanks for the call. What do you think about that, Paul? We have millions of people missing. What do you think?
God knows. I mean, really.
Yeah,
I mean, laugh.
Well, no, because no, this whole thing, because we can go speculation on all of this stuff, but all we know is this. There's a lot of really bad people out there doing a lot of really bad things. But like you just said right before this phone call, greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. And the power that we have as an individual Christian is more powerful than any group of these believers. If we know who we are, and you're right, it's not about the people that are warming a church pew. It's the ones who know who they are in Christ Jesus. Susan in Idaho, you got a question for Paul. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, yes. I was just an outsider listening to all of this. I wondered, you're talking about, like, the demonic cult and their blood sacrifices and how can people participate in mock sacrifices of children. Well, it seems to me like the whole human sacrifice thing is rather chilling. But when Christians take communion, the blood and the body of Christ, it almost sounds like the same cultish thing.
Susan, thanks for calling. Paul, what do you think about that? Because I've heard that before. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, if you superficially...
Hang on, Paul. We're going to the break. I want to answer this question because this is a big question with a lot of folks that are not Christians who don't understand this. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about Holy Communion and what it means to Christians and what it really means in the supernatural. Paul McGuire, as soon as we come back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking
multiple
prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Thank you.
question. We're going to take this for Paul. Basically, what the question was if God said that there would be no human sacrifices, why did he sacrifice his own son or had himself sacrificed, so to speak? Why was the requirement of the shedding of blood when so much of this is what the Luciferians believe? And what about the Holy Communion, and what does that really mean? Paul, I'm going to not take any more phone calls. I apologize for those, all of you on the phone. I'm sorry, I can't do this. No more phone calls with this segment. I want Paul to answer this because we only have a few minutes, and this is that important. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, first of all, we need to understand that the Bible, the God of the Bible, is love. So everything he does comes from the place of love. Now, the difference between the God of the Bible and Jesus Christ and Satan or Lucifer is this. God, in order to save mankind, sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to be sacrificed as a sacrificial lamb. In contrast, God sacrifices himself. In contrast, Lucifer demands that innocent human beings be sacrificed. God does not demand that innocent human beings be sacrificed. He sacrifices himself. In the case with Abraham and his son, God knew ahead of time that that son would not die. Now, the other thing that we have to understand is that without the spilling of blood, there's no remission of sins. So God is a God of love, but he's also a God of justice. When mankind violated the law of God, there was only one way God could bring mankind back to himself, and that was somebody had to take the penalty for the sins. So God, being a God of love, took the penalty upon himself by dying on a cross. Now, this is, it's hard to do this in like 2 or 3 minutes. This is completely different than Luciferian and other type of religions. When Jesus talks about eating his body and blood, he's not talking about cannibalism. He's talking about spiritual ritual where you identify with the fact that you have received the body of Christ supernaturally. It's not cannibalism. It's not satanic sacrifice. So I know there's a lot of problematic questions for people, but what they need to understand is if you just look at it at face value and you don't really understand the meaning of why God does these things, on a superficial level, it appears to be confusing. But if you understand it, it's radically different. So, for example, when God tells the Israelites to go in and slaughter the inhabitants of Canaan, that sounds barbaric. That sounds like the Old Testament God is a raging Hitler himself. But who were the people in Canaan that God asked to be slaughtered?
The Nephilim.
They were the Nephilim. They were soulless. They were soulless people that were the product of interspecies breeding between fallen angels and human women. Therefore, it was an entire race of people that were soulless. The only way God could protect planet Earth was to eradicate them because he had to eradicate the DNA.
And now, Paul also with the communion that we do, isn't that also symbolic, like a metaphor of the Old Testament with the Passover lamb?
Good point. Absolutely. And the slaughtering of lambs, it's not that God delights in slaughtering animals. That was a mechanism to teach the Jewish people about the Lamb of God, who is their Messiah, Jesus Christ. Again, this is so hard to deal with this in just a couple of minutes.
Paul, I appreciate you being on with me for the past hour. I want everybody to go to paulmcguire.us. Paul is a nonprofit corporation. I want you to go and sign up for his website and sign up for his email that he's going to send out. I also want you to donate to his ministry. $1, $2, $5. If all of you just went and did that for me this morning and for Paul, he would be blessed. And remember, he's not being paid.